This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. There's a lot going on. I absolutely give you that. There's a lot going on. Some great numbers, if you care about our beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, that are coming in. Great numbers. Abigail Spamberger, who just a matter of weeks ago allegedly held a 17-point lead over Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, now holds a lead over Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, but it's down to 5 percentage points. It's a huge drop for Spamberger, a huge improvement for Sears. And there's still plenty of folks sitting on the sideline. Lieutenant Governor. Well, John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and has asked Abigail Spamberger's running mate to please debate. Guess what? She still says no, and that is now a tie. Attorney General Jason Meares, who I got to tell you has done an amazing job, an absolutely amazing job, has done an amazing job is now in a 1% race with Jay Jones. All right, so apparently now we're having a difficulty, really? Okay. I apologize. This is just We will get to everything we need to get to in a couple of moments. But let me share with you a little bit more on these races as they are shaking out. We are seeing a seismic shift. A seismic shift from Spamberger to Sears. We are seeing a major shift from Hashmi to Reed. A major shift from Jones to Meares. And that is absolutely, positively vital if we are going to preserve this Commonwealth. This Commonwealth hangs in the balance. That is the reality. And I would love to describe it in a slightly different way. I would love to tell you that that is not exactly what is at stake here, but it is exactly what is at stake. It is exactly what is going on. And unless we pay attention to it, unless we do something about it, we've got a problem. We've got a huge, huge problem. It's awful. Well, we'll see. We'll just see which way it goes. All right? All right. Fair amount of juggling. One or two flaming chainsaws that have been extinguished, and I'm very happy to say that Chris Ruddy, who is the visionary behind Newsmax, as well as just a legit distributor of the truth, is joining us. It's always good to have him on the program. Chris, welcome, my friend.
Jeff, my great friend, how are you?
I am doing well, and I always appreciate you taking a couple of moments to join us. I know how busy you are, and I said it privately, although not enough. I say it in front of everybody. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of that incredible mission to Israel a couple of weeks ago, an absolutely life-changing experience for me.
Yeah, you know, I first went to Israel when I was 19, and it was life-changing for me, but I always felt like this is a great friend of America, and that they were fighting for us on the front lines, really, of freedom. And nothing's really changed in all those years. And now things are actually, they're more critically important to us, fighting the Iranian nuclear program, fighting radical Islam that wants to destroy the West and America. And I think we saw firsthand the damage that the radical Islam can do, but also how the Israelis are fighting back, and Bibi Netanyahu came to our main event. I think it was a tremendous success, and we really appreciate people like you coming to Israel.
The lessons from that visit, Chris, are resonating with every single one of us who was part of this. I'm looking at some of the amazing reporting, whether it's writing or on screen or on the radio from folks who were part of it saying, hey, wait a minute. You need to know what's really going on the ground. For me, by the way, I stood there in the middle of where that concert was, Chris, and I just wept because the kids that died are my son's age, and my wife goes to every flippin' concert she can imagine. So I just knew if the situation were slightly different, I would have lost somebody there.
Well, it's, the amount of the killing that took place, and it's unbelievable that after October 7th, 1,400 Israelis died, but somehow many people are blaming Israel.
Yeah.
Israel gave them billions of dollars, gave them sovereignty. They basically ran. They had elections. Hamas was elected. They could have built a paradise on the Mediterranean. Instead, they built tunnels to kill Jews. And the people out in this country, including the guy running for mayor of New York, Mamdani, they're all saying the Israelis were at fault for October 7th.
Yeah.
It's sort of like saying, you know, we defended ourselves against the Japanese and Hitler in World War II. We provoked them into the war.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the crazy stuff that's going on. And it's really, I think, a function of a larger anti-Semitism that's building out of social media that's really concerning. And Newsmax, I think, of all the media, has been really covering it better than most.
There's no doubt about that. Chris Ruddy is joining us. Chris is the CEO of Newsmax. How difficult is it, Chris, for the folks at Newsmax to cover this honestly? Because you are quite correct, sir, in your assessment that the other media types are all on board pushing and pimping these ridiculous Hamas propaganda points, and Newsmax is almost like the lone voice out there reporting the truth.
You know, there's just a groupthink in the media. It tends to be left-wing. It used to be liberal. Now it's become left-wing. It's gotten really off the charts. And so Newsmax, I think, is growing. We're top four in cable news. We're the fastest growing cable channel in America.
Yep.
We're number five this year with Nielsen of all cable channels, which there's hundreds of them. 35, 34 million people tuned in the first quarter. It's a huge number. And they're tuning in because they're getting the truth from people like Greta Van Susteren and Rob Schmidt and Greg Kelly and Rob Finnerty.
Yep.
And people say, well, what's the difference with Fox? I always say, well, just tune in. Watch for one night.
Yep.
I think there's a reason President Trump praises Newsmax, tells people to watch Newsmax, and he doesn't say the same thing about Fox News. So there's a reason, and I think he's watching our programs, and we always tell people you should too.
Well, it is sage advice when it comes from the president, and it's sage advice when it comes from the CEO of Newsmax. Tell me a little bit about the proposed mergers, because I've been looking at a couple of issues. There are a couple of corporate mergers that are being proposed that you, as the CEO of Newsmax, have felt compelled to stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute. This is really going to shut down real journalism and conservative thought in that media space.
Yeah, well, we have been opposing a number of things. There's a major advertising. They're going to control 40% of the ad market of the major brands in the United States, Omnicom and IPG. Now, these not are companies most people know about, but they're major in advertising. They're liberal, and they were allowed a merger where they're using these censorship tools of the left, like NewsGuard, to block conservative media from getting ad revenue. President Trump opposes this. He opposes DEI programs, and he's requiring mergers to stop these DEI programs. And for some reason, the FTC initially supported this. We've come out very strongly against it. And also, the FCC is planning on lifting the caps that Reagan started that stop ABC and NBC and all the major media groups from owning stations around the country. This would give them a reach of about, Nexstar is planning to merge with Tegna, and they would create the largest TV group in the nation, reaching about 80% of U.S. homes. Reagan had the cap at 25% because he didn't want these big media groups controlling the local news in markets like Richmond or Peoria or wherever in the country. It's a terrible thing if ABC, imagine if New York was dictating your local news reports.
That's right.
And that's what happened if you allow these big station groups. Nexstar is a company that's out there, and they own News Nation, a left-wing cable news channel. They have Chris Cuomo on every night bashing Trump. I mean, these are not people you want to have give more power. So we're opposing the FCC plans to increase the cap, and we're opposing the merger of Nexstar and Tegna. It's a very important thing. And so we're encouraging people to join with us, and we're going to be informing them quite a bit on Newsmax about this merger.
Is there anything that we can do just sitting out here, and we don't necessarily have skin in that corporate game, except as you point out, it would keep us from hearing the truth. It would keep us from learning about issues that are local, that are important to us. Do we start writing letters, emails? You tell me, Chris.
Well, right now, we'll be figuring out some method to get people to complain to Congress, but certainly get aware on the issue. If you feel you want to tell your congressman you oppose the Nexstar merger, but we'll be forming a more organized coalition, I think, against this in the coming weeks, and we'd love to have Jeff, you part of it.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is.
And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I would love to help in any way that I can, because, again, I value what Newsmax does. I value the opportunity for voices, not just like mine, but voices like Greta Van Susteren. And I must confess, I shared this with my audience, Chris. When I had the chance to be part of this group, I was like a little kid to sit there and realize that I'm eavesdropping on this conversation between John Gizzi and Jeffrey Lord. And I get to be, I didn't even want to say anything. I thought, you know, these guys have 100 years worth of things. I just want to listen to them. It was amazing. And it was such a beautiful thing. And as a Jewish man who has just now made his first trip to Israel as a direct result of you, I thank you for that, and I thank you so much for standing with the truth of what's going on over there. The voices on Newsmax are so essential. God bless you, man. Just God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and God bless the United States. God bless Israel, and the work that we're all doing to give the American people the other side of the story. It really is critically important. We see the impact of it if we don't do it, and some of the things that are happening in the Middle East. So stand with Newsmax. Check us out on cable. Download our free app on your iPhone or Android. You go to Newsmax and start a free trial right away. And we'd love to have you join the news revolution, we call it. I know, Jeff, you're already a revolutionary, so I don't have to ask you to join it.
I am a revolutionary. I'm also a shareholder, and I'm very, very happy anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're doing the best. I'm looking forward to seeing you in New York next week at the big Barrett event. Chris, thank you again, my friend, for being here. I will
thank you, Jeff.
Talk with you soon. That is Chris Ruddy. He's the man. He created Newsmax. He's standing on the front lines bringing truth to all of us. He really is. God bless him. It's 4 o'clock. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.